Enter. The skillful preparation of food is one of the most essential arts, standing above music teaching or dressmaking. By this I do not mean to discount music teaching or dressmaking, for they are essential. But more important still is the art of preparing food so that it is both healthful and appetizing. This art should be regarded as the most valuable of all the arts, because it is so closely connected with life. It should receive more attention, for in order to make good blood, the system requires good food. The foundation of that which keeps people in health is the medical missionary work of good cooking. CD 263.1. Often health reform is made health deformed by the unpalatable preparation of food. The lack of knowledge regarding healthful cookery must be remedied before health reform is a success. CD 263.2. Good cooks are few. Many mothers need to take lessons in cooking, that they may set before the family well-prepared, neatly served food. CD 263.3. Before children take lessons on the organ or the piano, they should be given lessons in cooking. The work of learning to cook need not exclude music, but to learn music is of less importance than to learn how to prepare food that is wholesome and appetizing. CD 263.4, 1870, to T 538, 539, 394. Your daughters may love music, and this may be all right, it may add to the happiness of the family, but the knowledge of music without the knowledge of cookery, is 264 not worth much. When your daughters have families of their own, an understanding of music and fancy work will not provide for the table a well-cooked dinner, prepared with nicety, so that they will not blush to place it before their most esteemed friends. Mothers, yours is a sacred work. May God help you to take it up with His glory in view, and work earnestly, patiently, and lovingly, for the present and future good of your children, having an eye single to the glory of God. Irregular eating and picked up meals when the family are alone. -284, CD 263.5, Teach the Mysteries of Cooking, 1870, to T 537, 538, 395. Do not neglect to teach your children how to cook. In so doing, you impart to them principles which they must have in their religious education. In giving your children lessons in physiology, and teaching them how to cook with simplicity and yet with skill, you are laying the foundation for the most full branches of education. Skill is required to make good light bread. There is religion in good cooking, and I question the religion of that class who are too ignorant and too careless to learn to cook. CD 264.1. Poor cookery is slowly wearing away the life energies of thousands. It is dangerous to health and life to eat at some tables the heavy, sour bread, and the other food prepared in keeping with it. Mothers, instead of seeking to give your daughters a musical education, instruct them in these full branches which have the closest connection with life and health. Teach them all the mysteries of cooking. Show them that this is a part of their education, and essential for them in order to become Christians. Unless the food is prepared in a wholesome, palatable manner, it cannot be converted into good blood, to build up the wasting tissues. An attempt to make sugar supply the place of good cooking. -527, influence of the table on temperance principle. -351, 354, if digestion is taxed, an investigation is needed. -445, less cooking, more natural foods. -166, 546, CD 264.2, content chap. 15 health foods and hygienic restaurants from the heavenly provider, 1902, 7114, 396. From the record of the Lord's miracles in providing wine at the wedding feast and in feeding the multitude, we may learn a lesson of the highest importance. The health food business is one of the Lord's own instrumentalities to supply a necessity. The heavenly provider of all foods will not leave his people in ignorance in regard to the preparation of the best foods for all times and occasions. CD 267.1, to be like the manna, 1902, 7124, 1-6, 397. During the past night many things have been opened before me. The manufacture and sale of health foods will require careful and prayerful consideration. CD 267.2, there are many minds in many places to whom the Lord will surely give knowledge of how to prepare foods that are healthful and palatable, If he sees that they will use this knowledge righteously, animals are becoming more and more diseased, and it will not be long until animal food will be discarded by many besides Seventh-day Adventists. Foods that have healthful and life-sustaining air to be prepared, so that men and women will not need to eat meat. CD 267.3. The Lord will teach many in all parts of the world to combine fruits, grains, and vegetables into foods that will sustain life and will not bring disease. Those who have never seen the recipes for making the health foods now on the market, will work intelligently, experimenting with the food productions of the earth, and will be given light regarding the use of these productions. The Lord will show them what to do. CD 267.4. He who gives skill and understanding to his people in one part of the world will give skill and understanding to his people in other parts of the world. It is his design that 268 the food treasures of each country shall be so prepared that they can be used in the countries for which they are sweetened. As God gave manna from heaven to sustain the children of Israel, so he will now give his people in different places skill and wisdom to use the productions of these countries in preparing foods to take the place of meat. CD 267.5. Letter 25, 1908-398. The same God who gave the children of Israel manna from heaven lives and reigns. He will give skill and understanding in the preparation of health foods. He will guide his people in the preparation of wholesome food. He desires them to see what they can do in the preparation of such food, not only for their own families, which is their first responsibility, but for the help of the poor. They are to show Christ-like liberality, realizing that they are representing God, and that all they have is his endowment. CD 268.1. Knowledge Divinely Imparted, MS 96, 1905-399. The Lord would have a knowledge of diet reform imparted to the people of God. It is an essential part of the education to be given in our schools. As the truth is presented in new places, lessons should be given in hygienic cookery. Teach the people how they may live without the use of flesh meats. Teach them the simplicity of living. CD 268.2. The Lord has been working, and is still working, to lead men to prepare from fruits and grains, foods more simple and less expensive than many of those that cannot be obtained. Many cannot obtain these expensive food preparations, yet they need not necessarily live upon an impoverished diet. The same God who fed the thousands in the wilderness with bread from heaven will give to his people today a knowledge of how to provide food in a simple manner. CD 268.3, MS 156, 1901-400. When the message comes to those who have not heard the truth for this time, they see that a great reformation must take place in their diet. They see that they must put away flesh food, because it creates an appetite for a liquor, 269, and fills the system with disease. By meat eating, the physical, mental, and moral powers are weakened. Man is built up from that which he eats. Animal passions bear sway as the result of meat eating, tobacco using, and liquor drinking. The Lord will give his people wisdom to prepare from that which the earth yields, foods that will take the place of flesh meat. Simple combinations of nuts and grains and fruits, manufactured with taste and skill, will commend themselves to unbelievers. But as a usual thing, too many nuts are used in the combinations made. CD 268.4. Simple, easily prepared, healthful, MS 78, 1900-401. I must now give to my brethren the instruction that the Lord has given me in regard to the health food question. By many the health foods are looked upon as of man's devising, but they are of God's originating, as a blessing to his people. The health food work is the property of God, and is not to be made a financial speculation for personal gain. The light that God has given and will continue to give on the food question is to be to his people today what the manna was to the children of Israel. The manna fell from heaven, and the people were told to gather it, and prepare it to be eaten. So in the different countries of the world, light will be given to the Lord's people, and health food sweetened to these countries will be prepared. CD 269.1. The members of every church are to cultivate the tact and ingenuity that God will give them. The Lord grants skill and understanding for all who will use their ability in striving to learn how to combine the productions of the earth so as to make simple, easily prepared, healthful foods, which will take the place of flesh meats, so that people will have no excuse for eating flesh meat. CD 269.2. Those who are given a knowledge of how to prepare such foods must use their knowledge unselfishly. They are to help their poor brethren. They are to be producers as well as consumers. CD 269.3. It is God's purpose that health foods shall be manufactured in many places. Those who accept the truth are to 270 learn how to prepare these simple foods. It is not the Lord's plan that the poor shall suffer for the necessaries of life. The Lord calls upon His people in the different countries to ask Him for wisdom, and then to use aright the wisdom He gives. We are not to settle down in hopelessness and discouragement. We are to do our best to enlighten others. CD 269.4. More simple and less expansive. 1902, 7127, 1-8, 402. In many respects, improvements can be made in the health foods sent out from our factories. The Lord will teach His servants how to make food preparations that are more simple and less expensive. There are many whom He will teach in this line if they will walk in His counsel, and in harmony with their brethren. CD 270.1, MS 75, 1906 403. Even foods that are much less costly, and which, prepared in a nutritious form, will answer every purpose. Endeavor to produce less expensive preparations of the grains and fruits. All these are freely given us of God to supply our necessities. Health is not ensured by the use of expensive preparations. We can have just as good health while using the simple preparations from the fruits, grains, and the vegetables. CD 270.2, 1902, 7125, 1-6, 404. It is our wisdom to prepare simple, inexpensive, healthful foods. Many of our people are poor, and healthful foods are to be provided that can be supplied at prices that the poor can afford to pay. It is the Lord's design that the poorest people in every place shall be supplied with inexpensive, healthful foods. In many places, industries for the manufacture of these foods are to be established. That which is a blessing to the work in one place will be a blessing in another place where money is very much harder to obtain. CD 270.3. God is working in behalf of His people. He does not desire them to be without resources. He is bringing them back to the diet originally given to man. Their diet is to consist of the foods made from the materials He has provided. 271. The materials principally used in these foods will be fruits and grains and nuts, but various roots will also be used. CD 270.4. As famine increases, foods will be simplified. MS 14, 1901 405. The food question has not yet reached perfection. There is still much to learn in this line. The Lord desires the minds of His people all over the world to be in such a condition that they can receive His impressions regarding the combining of certain articles in the production of foods, which will be a necessity, but are not yet produced. CD 271.1. As famine and want and distress shall increase more and more in the world, the production of the health foods will be greatly simplified. Those who are engaged in this work should learn constantly of the great teacher, who loves His people, and keeps their good ever in view. Purpose of health foods in supplying the place of flesh meat, also milk and butter. -583, CD 271.2, Christ's Lesson on Economy. Letter 27, 1902-406. There is much at stake in this work. The wholesome productions of the earth must be experimented upon in an effort to make wholesome, inexpensive foods. CD 271.3. The food business is to be made the subject of earnest prayer. Let the people ask God for wisdom to prepare wholesome foods. He who fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes will supply the needs of His children today. After Christ had performed this wonderful miracle, He gave a lesson on economy. After the hunger of the multitude had been satisfied, He said, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. CD 271.4, Foods from Local Products in Different Lands, MS 40, 1902-407. To many in different places the Lord will give intelligence in regard to health foods. He can spread a table 272 in the wilderness. Health foods should be prepared by our churches who are trying to practice the principles of health reform. But as surely as they should do this, some would say that they were infringing on their rights. But who gave them the wisdom to prepare these foods? The God of Heaven. That same God will give wisdom to His people in the different countries to use the productions of these countries in preparing health foods. In simple, inexpensive ways, our people are to experiment with the fruits and grains and roots in the countries in which they live. In the different countries, inexpensive health foods are to be manufactured for the benefit of the poor and for the benefit of the families of our own people. CD 271.5. The message that God has given me is that His people in foreign lands are not to depend for their supply of health foods on the importations of health foods from America. The freight and the duty make the cost of these foods so high that the poor, who are just as precious in the sight of God as the wealthy, cannot have the advantage of them. CD 272.1.